Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
My next guest this evening came to national attention last month after he went public with a complaint he'd made about the HSE to the Ombudsman after his emergency medical card was revoked 8 months after he was diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer. Now he's received a letter from the Ombudsman saying they're very concerned by the issues his experiences have drawn attention to. John Wall is an air traffic controller from Quinn in County Clare. He's in our Limerick studio this evening. John, good evening.
Mary, good evening to you.
Give me a little bit of background as to why you were bringing this complaint to the Ombudsman in the first place.
Sure. After my diagnosis, I received an emergency medical card and it was revoked after 6 months. I appealed that decision and it was reinstated for a further two and revoked again after that period of 8 months. And at the time, I didn't think too much of it because I have a very understanding employer. I have a great support network in place. It's not something I ever thought I was entitled to. However, upon reviewing the original application about 4 or 5 months ago, I discovered that the card itself should have been valid for 18 months as per the information on the Department of Health's own website. Mm-hmm. And it's also not subject to a means test, which mine was. So I took the case to the office of the Ombudsman, and that has led us to this point.
So, straight to the Ombudsman, was that effective?
Yes. I received a letter recently, just last week, from Mr. Peter Tindall, the Ombudsman himself, and he's upheld all of my complaints. Now, he hasn't dealt with everything, but he's reviewing HSE procedures governing eligibility for the medical card. He's also stated that he needs to satisfy himself that the administration of the actual system itself is in harmony with the guiding legislation. And there are several issues substantive arising from my original complaint. Mm. I could have gone straight to the HSE. I did not. I decided to go to the Ombudsman.
You didn't, but you had you difficulty along the way then with the Ombudsman in terms of the amount of information that was sought from you?
Yes. The Ombudsman's office didn't really engage until after I went public about the Ombudsman's office itself. And this has been my problem all along. I have felt it necessary to go public in order to gain any kind of answers, any kind of reasonable answers. And bear in mind, I was never looking for the card to be reinstated. I just wanted to know why it had been taken away, in my opinion, at the time, whilst not adhering to their own guidelines.
I know. You'd searched the guidelines. It said you had it for 18 months and
yes.
Then they came looking for means tests and what have you. Are you alone in this or are others in a similar situation?
No. Now, that's a question that I have asked Mr. Tindall. I have not received a response yet, but my card has been reinstated for a period of 18 months. My card expires in May next year. How many people whose cards were revoked under similar circumstances exist? And that's what I'd like to find out, because whilst I'm fortunate to have a voice and great support and a good employer, etc., I'm sure there are thousands of people out there, Mary, that aren't so fortunate. And at a time in their lives when they need assistance from the state, in my case, it's a terminal diagnosis, and there are so many others like me. I have talked to hundreds, and they're not receiving assistance. The system itself, whether you go through the Ombudsman's office or, as I did as well, directly with the HSE, you're bogged down in a myriad of red tape and bureaucracy designed specifically, in my opinion, to frustrate the end user at a time in their lives when it should be a seamless process, but unfortunately it's not.
What sort of questions were you asked, or what sort of information was sought from you?
I was asked to define if I was terminal. To me, that's an insult. Ironically, it was a HSE that diagnosed me in the first instance. A terminal diagnosis, barring divine intervention, does not change. And in my case, it will not change. They asked me as recently as mid-July, the HSE, to submit further information. They wanted to talk to my medical team. The last information that I submitted was my surgical records. And that wasn't good enough. They came back looking for more. At that stage, I called a halt and said no more.
And do you think it's that they didn't believe you? Or are they trying to find out what terminal means?
No, I think they're very well aware. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what terminal means. They're very well aware. It's a system designed to make it as difficult as humanly possible to actually get something that, in my case, I should have received seamlessly. And it just was never... I had to push and push and push. And at a time in my life when I wanted to spend quality time with my family, with my friends, And I ended up instead having to go through this process. Now, on saying that, the fact that they didn't engage neither the HSE or the Ombudsman's office from day one, I view that as a blessing in disguise. I wish, I know they wish now that they had done so. But in any event, I'm now, I guess, a spokesperson of sorts for so many out there. Like my inbox every single day is overflowing with people who've had similar encounters with both offices. And in that respect, I guess I will be meeting Minister Harris towards the end of September.
Okay. And what's your message to him?
Make it simpler. We need honesty. We need transparency. The public need to regain trust in a medical card system that they simply don't have. The stories that I have that are bringing to the table are very real for so many people. They're horrific. They're horrendous, and completely and utterly unnecessary. Like, we're not talking about a sense of entitlement here, but we're just talking about, you know, implementing a fair and reasonable system to people that need it so, so badly. And, you know, we hear stories of people that can get the cards, you know, easily. I came across a story the other day about frontier workers. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, that if you live in the south of Ireland, for example, and work in the north, if you come home once a week, you're entitled, and your dependents, entitled to a medical card under EU legislation without a means test, which is fine. And then I have to go begging in a case of someone that has a terminal illness, and I'm told no.
The big question, keep it simple for people to access. John, we've got to leave it there, but thank you very much for coming into our Limerick studio to talk to us this evening. John Wall there from Quinn in County.